old wooden cedar water bucket, cedar wood water bucket, you know, and then the metal bucket, made out of metal. Air size is there.
So you would say that a bucket and a pail are pretty much the same?
Yeah, they're the same thing. That's right.
Well, was there ever any kind of bucket that you would use, maybe keep around the kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs?
Slop bucket?
Yeah.
Had one we called a slop bucket. Yeah. That journey was a 5 gallon can. Or a big bucket, anyhow, 4 or 5 gallon bucket, can, something that kind.
I see.
They had a bucket we called a foot tub, a little tub. That was used for a hog slop. Mm-hmm. Pour that up in those 14 quart buckets.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know this thing, this container that people use to put cut flowers in and have them around the house? What do you call that?
Vases.
Now you wouldn't grow flowers in a vase, would you?
No. You just keep them in the vase.
I see. The thing that you
would... If you grow them in, they're called a flower pot. Got dirty.
Oh yeah, flower pot. Well, what about, you know, the utensils that you use to eat a meal with? The different things you use.
Well, and I'm gonna tell you. These stylish ways of eating, they got so many different things. They got a bowl for every food, you know, all that sort of stuff. I don't know much about that. All I know anything about the common old plate, knife and fork, the little spoon and the big spoon. That's about all I know about that. All the names of the various little bowls that put all that food in, I couldn't tell you nothing about that. I never did try to know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Coming on with your interview.
We've been long ago.
Alright, finding out a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Were you reared in the country?
Sure wasn't. I'm kind of a city boy.
Yeah.
Really a small town though. It's about, I guess, population about 15,000. It's pretty small.
Oh dear. That's a sounds fairly large to me. I was raised in, I noticed the other afternoon, our population was 700 and so forth.
Is that right?
It's just small. But watch out, Miss Kevin. Come on into my medicine tray, honey. Don't run into it, that's fine. Here's your crackers.
Did you intend me to have that one too?
If you want it.
Well, I think about it.
We duck your eyes?
We'll get them after a while.
Okay.
Get them after a while.
What's he telling you?
Well, we were talking about different utensils, buckets, and he was telling me about slop buckets. You just slop the hog with, yeah. And that kind of thing.
Foot tubs. The old people used to wash their feet in foot tubs.
Yeah.
Was that,
There was two kinds of them foot tubs.
One with a handle on it.
Yeah, one with a handle on it. One was about that long. It had, the ones I was used to had an air on each end of it to cause you to pick it up with more hands and tote it.
That's another expression.
Tote it. Tote.
Now, I'll tell you where I got in contact with that. My dad got crippled in 1917, and he went to Scott & White Hospital. And he got his ankle crushed with what he done. Team run away with him, stall cutter. He jumped off when he hit the ground and crushed the ankle. All that. Anyhow, they soaked his foot out in what they called a foot tub. It had an air on each end of it and they told you. It's oblong outfit, the nurses told you. Called it a foot tub.